Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy. Need some help, y'all. Change the world. What it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now, wonder what you tell me now. Stop fire!
color. Everybody,
we need each other.
Wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the baby.
Teach the children.
Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the children.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory for this awesome, this wonderful evening. We thank God always for allowing us an opportunity to still yet be amongst the living. We thank God for this 26th day of July 2021, a day we've never seen before. We'll never see this day again. But we're grateful and thankful that you are still here, a part of this great day. And we just welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God once again for your presence. My name is Tammy Storr. And we will be joined a little later by Minister Jesse Storr, thanking God always for his ministry gifts that he is willing and capable of sharing with all of us. I just pray that tonight will be a night that you are able to come and understand what we mean when we say oneness is what we need as it relates to self-control. And so I know that oneness defines self-control, but do we have the self-control that we need? And the question is whether or not you have it. If you know that you're not in alignment with what God says about self-control, this is an opportunity for you to learn a little bit more about the discussion tonight. And we pray that if you get an opportunity, you press 1, and pressing 1 on your actual phone will give you an opportunity to be able to share with us anything that you desire to share through your transparency and give us an opportunity to continue to be the individual that you need to be, to have the self-control that you need in order to have oneness in your marriage. As always, we want to just thank God for your presence tonight and joining in and being a part of the number that you're able to definitely be able to share tonight by pressing 1 on your phone. Share through transparency and let your voice be a blessing to others. But above all, I just want to thank you for being here early enough to stand in agreement with our opening prayer to make sure we usher in the Holy Spirit. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, as always, we want to just say thank you for yet another day, another opportunity that you always give us and allowing us, Lord God, to be able to declare and decree your word and understand and know, Father God, that you're no respecter of a person. If we call upon your name, that you're going to be here for us and with us. And so tonight is no different than any other night. I just pray tonight, Lord God, that you will allow your Holy Spirit to be upon each and every one of us, be upon the Blog Talk radio show tonight. Give us an opportunity to continue to lean and depend on you. Let us understand, Lord God, that we can do nothing without you, but we can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, that strengthens us. I pray that you provide all of us the ability to incorporate a part of the fruit of the Spirit called self-control into our daily lives. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would help us always be the individual that you desire for us to be. I, Father, that you continue to help, Father God, those that are lacking self-control, that they would gain a better understanding tonight, and then we incorporate that into their everyday life. And then when they fall short, give them an opportunity to recognize that they can just ask for forgiveness and that you will give them an opportunity to get it together, Lord God. I pray tonight for every marriage that's represented on our Blog Talk radio show tonight, that wherever you need, Father God, to make any adjustments, I pray that you do that so that these marriages can operate in oneness. I pray through discernment that you will give us all an opportunity to understand and know, Father God, the things that you desire for us to do. I pray, Father, that you continue to order the steps of each and every one of us, that, Father, through, Father God, following your will, that you have greatness in store for us. So for all of those that are still yet waiting on their perfect soulmates, I pray and I declare and I decree that you would give them the patience that they need, Lord God, to be able to wait upon those that are in need, Father God, of you, intervening in their situations. And so tonight, Lord God, I just want to say thank you for just blessing all of those that desire to be married, that you will present them with their soulmate. And I pray for those that are engaged and soon to be married, that you will continue to bless them and watch over them and keep them as well, and allow them, Father God, to be able to be joined in holy matrimony with their perfect soulmate that you've already picked out for them. And then I just always pray for our children that you've entrusted in our care. Lord God, continue to lead, guide, and direct them. Order their steps. Provide a shield of protection around them all, Father God. Let them understand and know who you are, and that you, Father God, want to be beside them at all costs. But because you're such a gentleman, you're not going to force yourself on them. But let them have a willing spirit to accept you into their hearts and in their spirit. And then, as always, Lord God, forgive us of all of our sins, known and unknown. Give us the ability to go forward and be the best individual on this side of heaven that we can ever be. Give us an opportunity, Lord God, to be able to recognize, know, and understand, Father, what it is that we need to do. And I just want to say thank you once again, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy, and for all that you have done in each and every one of our lives. I pray, Father, that you continue to help us, Father, be all that we can be. And so on this evening, Lord God, I just want to say thank you for us all this opportunity to be able to declare and decree your word, to be able to recognize and understand, Father God, the things that we must do, Father, to continue to be in good standings with you. So on tonight, it's no different than any other night, Lord God. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for just hearing this prayer and every prayer that we're able to send out to you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We praise God and we thank God this evening for his grace and his mercy, which endures forever. Thank God for my queen, for my workout partner, my best friend, and thank God for you all as well. As we join you tonight, as my queen has said, this July 26th in the year 2021. We praise God and thank God, for he truly is worthy to be praised. Well, good evening. It's been a long day. We thank God for allowing us to arrive back into our studio really about 5 minutes ago. And we thank God for traveling grace, as we had an opportunity to go and reflect and refresh and think about the ministry that God has entrusted in us. And any of us who have an involvement in ministry know and understand that it comes with great sacrifice and with great responsibility. And we do take this responsibility greatly. And part of that responsibility is learning how to walk in what we believe is often a very much overlooked requirement for work in ministry. And we thank God that we have been allowed and given an opportunity to work in ministry. And we pray that any of you that are involved in ministry also know and understand that it requires a great deal of self-control. Now, don't get it twisted. The powerful part about self-control in ministry, and especially in oneness in marriage, is the fact that each and every one of us are given the responsibility to control, if no one else, ourselves. And yet, we often find ourselves guilty of not being able to operate with self-control. I know we oftentimes ask ourselves, why did I do this or why did I do that? What was I thinking when I began to do this or when I said this? And we know sometimes the moment we have committed an activity or we have uttered a word, we oftentimes know at that very moment that it was something that we should not have uttered, that it was something that we wish that very moment we could take back. But unfortunately, we live in a world where oftentimes it's not that simple. We can't just pull back and take back something that we may have just said. Even though our true desire is to be able to do that, is to be able to take back that which we have said or that which we have done. How many of us can remember the times when we did something or said something that we know, while true, we possibly did not say it in the correct manner? We didn't say it in the correct tone. We didn't have an opportunity to even share it the way that we meant for it to be shared. Many of us are guilty of doing this. And oftentimes, again, it's not because we desire to do so. It's because we, for a moment, will lose track of what it is we are trying to accomplish, or what is it that God desires for us to accomplish. And at that very moment, we are admonished. And the key piece of that admonishment is that we admonish ourselves. We already know and understand at that moment when that takes place that we ourselves are the cause, that we ourselves have created a situation that was unnecessary, that we have created a situation that now has caused us to do something or say something that if we had to take a moment to define self-control, self-control can merely be defined as an individual's ability to control their actions, regardless of what their thought process may be. Let me say that again. We say that the ability to control your actions, regardless of what your thought processes may be. See, oftentimes we are bombarded with thoughts. The enemy will do everything in his power to make sure that we are not able to do as thus saith the Lord. And we find ourselves oftentimes in those situations where right, wrong, or indifferent, we are not able to be what God wants us to be because we are not able to maintain self-control. If I may be personal for a moment, I can remember the times in my life when, for whatever reason, I was not able to maintain my self-control. I was not able to do those things that would have been best for me to do. And instead, I followed the lust of the flesh, my flesh. And I did things and executed things that I now have to deal with, things that, being truthful today, were not ordained by the Father, but ordained by someone other than the Father. And so I thank God that I learned from those situations. And I thank God that even in some of those situations where I didn't listen, God took what could have been a terrible, terrible situation and turned it into something good. Can you think about those situations in your life where you know that based on the mistakes you may have made, the shortcomings, the decisions that you may have made caused you to miss the mark of that higher calling? Which ones was it? What was it that will cause you to miss the mark of the higher calling that God called you to do? Which ones? Which one would it have been that would have caused you
to miss the mark of the higher calling that exists and still exists in your life? Did it cause you to stumble for a moment? Did it cause you to miss God for a moment? Can you think of that point in time when you wish, you hope, you dream, you desire that you could just have that back one more time? I believe we all have those moments where we really wish we could recall, we could go back, that we would be able to see, that we would be able to say things in a lot more different manner. Yet sometimes we are simply not able to do so. And many times God instead wants us to learn and wants us to be able to see our actions may have caused. And oftentimes God's grace and his mercy will allow us to get through even those trials and those tribulations. Think about the first disagreement you had with your spouse. What happened? What started it? And oftentimes, how pertinent was it to whatever the disagreement may have been about as it relates to the success of your marriage? Oftentimes, we can get into disagreement with our spouse over some of the most trivial of realities, so many small things that really just makes no difference. And we allow those small, just really ridiculous disagreements cause us then to get into severe disagreement, to get into anger, to get into malice and even wrath. And when things like that happen, as we have experienced and seen over this last 18 months during the pandemic and during the sheltering in place and so many spouses being home, one of the good things is that the birth rate went up, because when you're staying home and you're married, there may be some fringe benefits. And part of that, from a growth standpoint, may be the addition of new family members. On the other hand, the pandemic also brought about an increase in spousal abuse, both from the male and from the female. And we know God is not pleased with that. That somehow during the past 18 months, we've been able to see the blessings that God spoke of in a man and a woman. Yet at the same time, we have also viewed those things that God said should not happen, where a man or a woman will lay hands on their spouse and cause them any kind of pain. But see, in this dispensation, in the sophistication, and in the lack of belief and understanding and wonders, we see even a newer emerging reality. And that is abuse in the form of simply speaking, talking. The word tells us, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. And so oftentimes in this dispensation, when spousal abuse is not as tolerated as it was perhaps when I grew up or when you grew up, you simply can't do that. And since you simply can't do that, you find yourself now in a place where you may attempt to abuse in other ways. You attempt to abuse by, if you happen to be a man or a woman, you're not going to be physical with your spouse. You may have a tendency to abuse because now if you have a child, especially sometime, unfortunately, those fathers or mothers that are not together, you may abuse by not wanting to allow the other parent to see the child, to visit with the child. Or God forbid, you may abuse by lying, by literally telling lies about one parent to a child. Let me share with you tonight, as it relates to to children in marriage. One of the greatest abuses that can take place is for a parent to tell a child something negative and adverse about the other parent. There is nothing to be gained there. There is no benefit under the sun that could ever be achieved when you find yourself as a parent saying something negative about your child to or your ex-spouse. That is a lack of self-control. And at that moment, you're being used by the enemy to do things that God himself would never approve of. Why is it so difficult sometimes for us to understand that we have to be consistent? God wants us to be consistent in all things. And when we fail to be consistent in the basic things of God, it's no wonder we sometimes find ourselves having a lack of self-control and listen to the best that God has offered. We just hope and pray that you yourself, as you look at your life, that you begin to think about the fact that you want to have self-control because you want to maintain the best, the greatest relationship possible with your spouse. We're going to take a short pause, and then we'll come back with more dialogue on why self-control is a vital key dimension in oneness in the fruit of the Spirit. We'll be right back.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more ways. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
Bye. they could have made you. Girl, you're my reality, but I'm lost in a dream. You're the first, you're the last, my everything. You and me, baby. Just you and me. You are the first, the last, my everything.
You are my everything. How often do you share that with each other, that you are my everything, that you truthfully and honestly say that because of you, I exercise great self-control, and I do everything possible to please you, that I'm able, even in times of quite honestly, disappointment, and even when I may feel let down, that I maintain self-control. The key point we want to make tonight is that God gives us and equips us with the ability to maintain super self-control, not just normal, but super. I know you may say, no, you don't understand. You have no clue. You have no idea what my spouse is like. But see, sometimes we maybe need to look at things from God's perspective. Because if we could see things from God's perspective, and if we could pattern our behavior and our actions after God, look at the kind of world we would have. We would have a world where we're willing to instantly, unconditionally forgive our spouse. See, we get an illustration sometimes that those who are believers form and represent the body of Christ. Now, we know that in that metaphor, Jesus, being the husband, is always willing. And see, brothers, this is where we miss it sometimes. But Jesus gives us a beautiful illustration that he's willing to make the sacrifice. He's willing to be giving, to be loving, to be kind, and to do all of the things necessary to keep the marriage on one accord, to keep the marriage working, and to make sure that all things will work together for good for those who love God and have been called according to God's purpose. And so tonight, you may be going through a mental battle. You may be going through something even right now where you're doing everything you can to understand why is it that in this one particular area you always seem to have challenge in your marriage. That regardless of what you may do, it seems as though your spouse always has an issue with that reality. Well, let me share with you tonight, that's not unusual. When God brings together two human beings, he's not bringing together your twin. He's not giving you a twin. He's not giving you somebody that's going to be exactly like you. Why would God do that? No, God gave you someone or will give you someone whose job will be to help perfect you if you are willing to change. And part of that change is the requirement that you be willing to listen and adhere to, where necessary, changes in your own perspective of life, which will lead to changes and improve understanding in the perspective of your spouse. See, self-control in and of itself is more than just controlling your emotions. That's just one element. See, when you are able to control your emotions, that gives way to an entire army of possibilities in the marital relationship. But when you are able to control your emotions, something happens that's far greater than you ever could imagine. You are then able to see and to understand that which God has made available to you and to me, and that is to find and grow in harmony with that person who God has sent your way to help you become all that you were created to become. See, we should be excited about change, that when God sends someone our way, someone that we didn't know all of our lives, and sometimes it may be somebody that we have known all of our lives. But regardless of what it may be, it gives us an opportunity to perfect that which God has ordained. And that's for you to become the very best person you could be. Now, what is it that we have to be more mindful of? What is it that we need to have greater control of? Well, let's break it down in what we use many times as out of our metaphoric yet applicable reality in this particular dispensation. The number one thing is in spiritual matters. See, sometimes we think, feel, or believe that our perfect mate may have to be someone that looks at those things from a moral perspective exactly like we, or who may claim to a particular moral persuasion or value system just like us. Now, ideally, that is good. That would be perfect. If we had a situation to where everybody we knew that called themselves a believer had the same kind of definition or the same kind of perspective on what that means. Yet we know and understand, even if we use, for example, the so-called Christian faith. And if everybody of the so-called Christian faith had the same kind of perspective, then would we have all of the denominations we have? Would it be necessary for the Baptists and the Methodists and the Episcopalians, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Presbyterians, the Unity, on and on and on? If we really saw eye to eye, if we really had a simple agreement on who God is and who best represents God, why would we have all of these various denominations and perspectives of interpretation when it comes to what's called the Word of God? It's jacked up because, see, we, in our inability to agree or to even have self-control in the spirit, to have self-control in the perspective of Scripture, Because we cannot, based on just even God's creative ability that's in us, is that instead we disagree. And from that disagreement, spiritually, we then launch out into something new, to some what we call new revelation, when in the fact it simply may be a disagreement. And yet we have so many denominations built in that particular realm of belief that it causes so many today to be confused. And say, can there be that many different perspectives of who God is and what God will do? It's a serious question. The second thing is, we then sometimes think, feel, or believe that mentally, this person got to believe everything I believe. Instead of thinking, wow, you mean you see it that way, where I've been seeing it this way? Let me listen more intently. For if I listen more intently, perhaps I will be able to understand my spouse even greater. I would be able to understand my spouse in a way that I have never been able to understand before. And so we want you to think about that. Will you allow things such as what book some may have read or may not have read determine how you may view your spouse? Or do you simply understand that you could read or they could read, you could read what they read, they could read what you read, and even disagree, but it not be disagreeable? That's another form of simple self-control. Now, when we get over sometimes in self-control in the physical sense, a lot of marriages are challenged today by acts of adultery. Engagement relationships are oftentimes challenged by fornication. And we live in a world today where ever since the so-called revolution, the sex revolution of the 60s, the feminist movement of the 70s and 80s, the do your own thing, that if it feels good, do it. And all of those kinds of slogans that we find ourselves today, where women have begun to embrace even the very objectification of themselves, so much so that they're willing to walk provocatively amongst men and in front of men, and sometimes men in front of women, thinking, feeling, and believing it makes no difference. That's the lie of the enemy. We just want to open it up right quick, give her 5 minutes or so. I got carried away to my queen, and let God bless us with some of the perspectives that he has made available to her this evening. Queen, your mic is open.
Amen, Jesse. To God be the glory for this awesome topic tonight. We all understand if we want oneness, we must understand that oneness definitely defines self-control. When I think about oneness, I think about how would I handle myself in a situation when it comes to a marriage. And I can use many examples of what to do and how to do it when it relates to self-control. And when I think about Jesse, one of the areas of importance for all of us is we got to understand that there are certain things that we should and we can do as it relates to how to respond and how to act when someone may say or do something that may not be pleasing to your eyes or your ears. And so it's up on you whether or not you desire to do the things that we know God would want us to do. And it would be up to us to determine what are some things that we can do to help us along the way, to help us be better individuals. And when I think about self-control and when I think about some of the things that we can do. One of the things that we can do, Jesse, just in our marriage or as it relates to our children, as it relates to coworkers, as it relates to friends, when someone has said something or done something or brought thought onto you, one of the first things we need to do is take a pause before we respond. You know, the word tells us to be quick to listen and slow to speak. And it's important that we do that because if you don't, if we go into the worldly way about it, we'll say something that we know would not be of the likings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so if we want to be more Christ-like, we got to, His word tells us to do as it relates to self-control. And when I think about it, one of the things I know I personally do, I try to quiet myself long enough to get my thoughts together from being disappointed in any situation I may be in. And the reason why I got to quiet myself or sometimes exit out of a situation for a period of time is so that I can get my thoughts together to make sure that I'm operating in the will of God. And then I think about sometimes that one of the things I need to do is I need to make sure that I don't overwhelm myself and that I'm doing the things that God has called me to do and I don't put too much on my plate, because how many of us know that when we're overwhelmed or when we feel that our back is up against the wall and we have nowhere to go because we just don't know what to do because it's so much to do, then we get a little short with the individual that we may be communicating with. And so you got to prioritize and know certain things you should do and should not do in a given day. You also need to make sure that you do your part to remind yourself of who you are. So we can't get it twisted to the point where one day we say we're Christ-like and we're a child of God, and the next day we act as though we're from the evil one and we're acting more worldly than we ever have. We got to take it upon ourselves to do our part to renew our minds, because we're not of this world. So we got to understand and know that we don't think like these heathens do that may be amongst us, but we got to put ourselves in a position where would God want us to be. So we have to, number one, understand things that we must do. So I would encourage all of us to do our part to make sure that we're doing the things we need to do so that we are able to respond in the best way and using self-control at all costs to understand being a part of the fruit of the Spirit. It allows us to operate in a manner in which God has ordained us to do. I'm grateful and I'm just so thankful that God has given us the ability to know that there are things that He has put in place in His Word for us to be able to do the things that He has called us to do, such as self-control. So we got to know that we have the power of being the ability to do all things, Jesse, through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. We have the ability to say to self, no, you will not respond that way. So another example of how you would get into self-control is allow your mind to speak, allow your heart to speak, and not allow just your inner self to respond based on an old you. Keep that old you at bay so that you don't have to go back and apologize. So one thing I will say, though, Jesse, in some of these things that we can do to better ourselves, to put ourselves in a better position, if we still yet miss the mark, because every now and then we will, and if we do miss the mark, then what we must do is ask whomever we brought on onto from lack of self-control and ask for forgiveness and definitely ask God to forgive us, and then next time figure out a better way to stay in self-control. There's so much that I can say about marriages as it relates to self-control, but it relates to the time of the hour, I won't go into all of that, but I will say that you have the ability to be able to take every one of those attributes of the fruit of the Spirit and apply it to your life if you desire. If by chance that you cannot and you don't know what to do to get in alignment, I charge you, I encourage you, study the fruit of the Spirit on a daily basis. Take each one of those attributes and apply it to your life and ask yourself, how would I respond in these situations? Do I have everything it takes, a part of that fruit of the Spirit, to operate in self-control? It may be a situation where you are still a work in progress. You need to ask God every single day, give me the ability to operate in the self-control that you've provided me. God is such a loving God and such a gentleman that if you ask, you will have. If you knock and ask about that, you will receive. And so I'm praying that we all understand and know that we have some work to do in our lives. I don't care who you are striving for excellence, but there's no perfect one that has ever walked this earth that never will. So we all will fall short of the glory of God, but when you fall into that category, you got to understand and know what it is that you must do to get back on track. And I know God has supplied and applied all of this to us to help us understand and know exactly what we need to do. And so I'm declaring and I'm declaring tonight that you would have the opportunity to go forward and be all that you can be. And so I just trust, pray, and believe that as you get these nuggets tonight, that you would understand the importance of self-control. If you don't have it now, ask God who will give it to you freely. But there is always some work that comes along with it. So faith without works is dead. Anything that we ask God to do, we got to have faith today to believe that tomorrow it's already done. And 2 minutes from now, it's already done. Because it's not what it looks like. It's where you desire it to be. And God has to work on you as well to get you to see the light. And so stay true to your spouse. Stay true to your spouse-to-be so that you know, work on yourself first, and you will see all of the rewards and all of the blessings that will come from God from you being a willing vessel. So God bless you all. I pray that God will continue to anoint your marriages and give you an opportunity to be the best you that you can possibly be in this particular day and time of our lives. God bless you, and may your marriage continue to be enriched fully with self-control.
My brothers and my sisters, that says it all. Your objective is to find oneness consistent with Genesis 2:24. And this is the reason a man and a woman will leave home to become joined together as one. We'll be back here next week, the first Monday in August. We pray God's blessings over your life and remind you that at 9 o'clock this evening, Minister Leo Killings will be joining us with Empowerment Ministry. You have to dial back in at that time. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may you be able to achieve everything that God has ordained for your life. But we give him all glory and honor this evening and thanking him for self-control in all things. God bless you. God keep you until we meet again.
Agape love.